Hello, readers. My name is Catherine Dow. I'm the author of Don't Feed the Troll and Tales of Monstrosity and the Brooklyn Dragon Racing Club in Dragons of a Different Tale, 17 Unusual Dragon Tales. My short story, The Funeral Company, appears in Working Futures, 14 speculative stories about the future of work, and also appears in Lost Tales, Beyond Monstrosity. I also have a story, The Changing Tree, appearing in the upcoming Once Upon a Twisted Time. You can find me on Blue Sky and Instagram at the moment, but an updated list of every place I can be found online can also be found under my name, Catherine Dow, at Linktree. The story I'm going to tell you a little bit about today, Dave Miller's Flip Flops of Destiny, is part of the anthology Enchanted Tales and Twisted Lore. Dave Miller's Flip Flops of Destiny takes place in a world of sports superstitions, snot rockets, and streaking. My ode to America's pastime features feuding baseball gods that bleed blood the color and taste of warm Miller Lite, and sports curses that can only be broken by one special fan per team, a person who, as fate would have it, is definitely not up to the challenge. Dave Miller is a man who is struggling with belonging, meaning, and a loss of hope. So, of course, I chose to throw him into a world of chaotic baseball magic where things immediately get deeply weird for him, but also give him the opportunity to finally escape from his despair. In some of my stories, people find their chosen families, but in this story, Dave has the chance to find himself. Here's an excerpt from when we first meet Dave. Dave waited near the back of a long line of fans, ticket in hand, backpack already unzipped for a security search. It had been 5 long years since his buddies had let him join them at a Beltway Bandits minor league baseball team game. 5 very long years since everyone decided he was unlucky. He hadn't done anything wrong, not really. It was just that it seemed like every time he joined them at the Robert McCollum ballpark, their team lost. And one fateful day, someone said something, and that was that. He was tired of being left out. Every time he thought about it, he was reduced to the sweaty little kid he used to be, stomach in knots, waiting to get picked for something, anything, knowing deep down that none of the other kids wanted him there. Somehow, he wasn't going to let it happen again. And here is an excerpt in which we meet some of the gods who are attempting to manipulate the outcome of the game from behind the scenes. Invisible to the human eye, a vicious battle raged between the goddess of the Beltway Bandits and the god of the McLean Mercenaries. They'd been at it for at least 5 exhausting minutes. The game would be starting soon, and as gods, they always needed a good brawl first to warm up. Bits and pieces of their fur were scattered all around home plate. Their blood, the color and taste of warm Miller Lite, drenched the outfield. Out of shape and frustrated by her lack of progress, the goddess of the Beltway Bandits screamed with rage and shoved a bag of popcorn deep into the mouth of her opponent. Choking on the kernels, he fought back with everything he had, which admittedly wasn't much. He managed to pull a wad of old sticky gum off the bottom of his shoe and grind it into the lustrous purple fur covering her face before she could stop him. She pulled her arm out of his mouth and swatted uselessly at her sticky fur with tiny, thumbless, raccoon-like paws. It was even more impossible than usual. Something was very wrong with her. She looked up at the stands, her heart racing. Someone up there was draining her powers, and she was pretty sure she knew who it was. Spoiler alert, it's Dave! That she feels. Dave is the one making it hard for her to win a game for her team. But don't worry, if you read on, you might just be pleasantly surprised and possibly quite amused at what happens next. For Dave and everyone else in that stadium, nothing will ever be the same. On that note, I hope you enjoy reading Dave Miller's Flip Flops of Destiny as much as I enjoyed writing it.